Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
Thank you. Meanwhile, back in the States.
This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Loud and Lonesome today. No radio family, just piles of records. That was The Rebels and Conga Twist. We heard the boys there, Cobra. It's the flip side of Hootie Sapper Ticker. The Youngsters did Zebra, The Knockabouts, Jungle Safari, and we opened up with Ward Darby and the Raves, Safari. Ward Darby news this week. It turns out he's the same guy as Willie Ward who did I'm a Madman. Anyway, today is, what do we got? Hillbillies and Sputniks, and I put a VOM set full of Garage Band 45s, and give Bill Kelly a run for his money. And of course, a blues hangover, and a little bit of knuckleheads in the news. I'm not real talkative. I'm in an even worse mood than my usual dour self. So, getting right back into it, we got one here on the Orange and Blue Accello label, Calling All Cows. And a finer record you'd be hard-pressed to find.
to the barn. Cow moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. We got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy a little margarine. And when you get, I know that you'll be pleased. We're going down to the pasture into the woods. Get a little something that's mighty good. Last night I heard Papa and my mama say, you better stop her before she give it all away. You want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. Talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my name, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I wanted.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry I am.
First good piece played tonight, you don't like it. Some people just ain't got any good taste.
Rock, chicken, 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 rock. Rock and chicken, licky, chicken, licky, rock. Rock and chicken, licky, chicken, licky, rock. Rock and chicken, licky, old man, let's rock.
Had never letting up.
Judge, I told all the people that was living under us that I was having a party in my house, that making a whole lot. are coming uptown knocking, cause everybody'll be having a ball and the whole house will be rocking. I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring. Well now, I say everybody better come on in the room and let's have some fun, cause I'm letting my doorbell ring. On my door. He says, you're making too much noise. I says, come on in the room, Mr. Landlord, and have some fun with the boys. The old man looked around. He says, give me time to think. He ducked in the kitchen. He says, what you got to drink? I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yeah, you better know I'm letting my doorbell ring. Well, now, y'all better come on in the room, and let's have some fun. I'm letting my doorbell ring. The window and I headed for the roof. I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring. Well now, I done had my fun. Now I'm on the run, Judge. But I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring. You know I ain't gonna answer no door, cause I know that Avon calling out there. Your police have just got to come on get me, Papa, cause I
way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Honey, you're too late. The boat just left. There you stand all by yourself. It's all your fault. All your fault. All your fault. Honey, treat me the way you do. Well, the more I try to treat you right, the more you stay away all night. It's all your
through the whole show like this. We'll be back in like 2.5 hours. Alright.
I was like a guy suffering from shock. Things were whirling around in my head. I couldn't make myself think right. All I could think of was the guy with the saxophone and what he was playing. It wasn't a love song anymore. It was a dirge.
I love a girl. Texas, heart, Tennessee.
give up.
Back in the jungle.
Howdy, you're WFMU East Orange. Jackie Day there, Little Joe. That goes out to Joe Franklin, who had his final show last night. It was definitely the entertainment highlight of everybody's weekend, I know. Garland Davis, Betty Joe, before that. Ferris Wilder did It's All Your Fault. Larry Dale, who still gigs around New York weekly, and he's fantastic. Sometimes he's billed as Larry Dale, sometimes it's billed as Wild Jimmy Spruill, but he does that song. Let the doorbell ring. We heard from Scott Wood with Chicken Rock. They only opened up with the Blues Rockers, Calling All Cows. I'm learning to make new sounds with my echo. Listen. Anyway, little news. We got announcements. There's not a lot going on. There's the Senders at the Continental Divide tonight. Simon and the Bar Sinisters are over at McGovern's. The A-Bones are at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick. And as far as my mind can go tonight. Renica came through with some news, though. As always, a lot of... This is my favorite story of the week. Dateline, Westport, Connecticut. A bride and groom exchanged vows, rings, and finally pushes and shoves, getting into a fight over the tradition of cramming the wedding cake into the face of one's beloved. Tracy and John O'Donnell of Bridgeport were arrested on charges of disturbing the peace during the reception after their wedding. This was last Saturday. Mrs. O'Donnell told police her new husband fed her the cake too roughly after she told him to take it easy. Fighting ensued when she responded in kind and someone called the police. Mrs. O'Donnell was issued a summons at their reception. Her husband, who had left the restaurant, received a summons the next day. Their court date is September 14th, and we'll be sure to be reporting to you on that one. Let's see. We'll do one more quick one. Oh, man. A man carrying a pistol and wearing a blue bandana over his face showed up at 3:45 to rob a bank. This is up in East Hartford, Connecticut. Only the bank closed at 3 o'clock, so the guy basically just stood around there with his mask waiting for someone to open the door for him. And workers inside the Chase Manhattan Bank saw the man trying to, you know, yank his way into the door with his bandana around his face, and they called the police. And the police didn't catch him. So it's a happy ending. Anyway, what am I doing here? Feeding back. We got the return of our our most beloved hillbilly hangover, which is Hillbillies in Outer Space, and we're going to kick it off with Hank Snow.
I know somewhere out in the world there is a gal for me. I'd like to find and make you mine, how happy we would be. We wouldn't need a moonlight night to sit outdoors and spoon. I would buy a rocket ship and take you to the moon. We would have our honeymoon on the rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You can make your wedding gown out of a big moonbeam. Sprinkle stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. Sit on top of the universe with no one else around. I'd reach right up and pick the stars and make you a pretty crown. I'd place it on your little head and kiss your smiling lips as we glided out through space upon the rocket ship. We would have our honeymoon on a rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You can make your wedding gown out of a big moonbeam. Stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. Then we'd go strolling arm in arm along the Milky Way. We would visit every planet on our wedding day. We would laugh and love, sweetheart, and you could be my wife. We would find the land of love out there in paradise. We would have our honeymoon on the rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. I'd take my old guitar along and we could softly croon on our journey through the sky and headed for the moon.
Hey there, Sputniks. You say you finally reached Mars and everybody looks like you? And you haven't removed your space helmet for 3 months now and your beard's growing right up your nostrils? And you're not allowed to take it off. That's kind of scary. And you switch on the television and get the old Rudy Valley radio show? There's something wrong there. And suddenly you realize you forgot to turn off the shower back in Sioux City. Is that what's troubling you, Sput?
Could be fine. And believe me, I'd rather be down there looking up than stuck up here looking down. played my cards and I played them all. The rest is up to you. There's a saying that's been going on, so let this be a token. United we stand, divided we fall. The words were sure spoken. Well, it's about time to be gliding along. So until I get back around on this side of the world again, this here's old Sputnik signing off.
Hey there, traveler. You say you take off in that satellite and find out you forgot your tranquilizers, and man, you're flying now. And when you land on the moon and say, take me to your leader, they introduce you to sort of a green Stan Kenton. And you just got your time warps mixed up and discover you're 110 years old. That's quite a shock. And an old pivot tooth just fell out into one of them craters. No use looking for that. That's gone. And you gaze down at that little old earth and can still hear your wife hollering, they're taking off the phone! Is that what's raising havoc in the area between your ears, tourist?
Oh, would you like to ride in my rocket to the moon?
Rocket to the moon. Rocket, Mr. Moon.
Would you like to ride in my rocket to the moon?
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Give me your answer and we'll be leaving soon.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
You'll have to hold tight, baby, while I go in my spin.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr.
Yes, hold tight, baby, while I go in my spin.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
You love the new world that I'm gonna take you in.
Rocket Mr. Moon.
We'll take off for a star, and the moon is not too far.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
We'll take off for a star, and the moon is not too far.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
We'll ride and glide and be so satisfied.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Stand by, stand by. The rocket is ready to fly. That you're my girl. When we fly through the sky and go out of this world, well, we rip it and we'll dip it
on the rocket to the moon.
We'll rip it and we'll dip it
on the rocket to the moon.
We'll flip it and we'll whip it
on the rocket to the moon.
We'll ride and glide and feel so satisfied. On the trip we'll be soon on my rocket to the moon.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Hiya, creatures. You see, you start a little basketball game on the moon and you jump center and end up in orbit. And you suddenly realize there's no women aboard and you're getting closer to that sun. And your shoelaces are beginning to melt. And there goes Bob Hope. And it's all dark and empty and a little moon man with purple ears, a triangular head and legs like a spider comes out and asks you if you want to see the sights. And suddenly you get a yearning for a good old-fashioned hot dog, but all they got up there is shashlik. So you jump into that rocket ship and head for home in that little old ranch house with the barbecue pit and the TV set and the washing machine. And you're still millions of miles up, far away from humanity as you knew it. And your wife's voice gets louder and clearer. Where'd you put the keys to the car, you big jake? And it's too late to swing the ship around. Is that what's playing on your nerves, puppet?
Well, on a rock, old Sputnik.
nigga to the moon. Any old time won't be too soon. Get ready, baby, let down your hair. We're gonna leave this earth like a ball of fire. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to this tune. Look out, Mr. Man, up there on the moon. We're on air with a mighty zoom. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to the moon. Home and shoot with my baby in my arms. How can I lose? We're flying through space with the greatest of ease. Well, me and my baby, well, we're so pleased. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to this tune. Look out, Mr. Man, up there on the moon. We're on airway with a mighty zoom. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to the moon. Get ready, baby, let it down your hair. We're gonna leave this earth like a ball of fire. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to this tune. Look out, Mr. Man, up there on the moon. We're on air with a mighty zoom. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to the moon.
This is a space philosopher saying, it's a nice place to visit, but I'd hate to live here all year round.
They say we're behind in this rocket race. Well, up in Washington, they started thinking they needed the cat with the Hot Rod Lincoln. Because he was half in the Hot Rod race, the Hot Rod Lincoln and the Burlington Chase. Pass the Russians is our battle cry, or they'll rule the world as well as the sky. Now, the kid that was driving that hopped up hack turned 21 just a while back. He got a letter from his Uncle Sam. He hopped in his rod, says, here I am. Down at Canaveral not long after that, who should have seen but the Hot Rod Cat? Boarded a missile with a smile on his face and knew right then there was going to be a race. Shot on his channel rod. I heard him sing out to a gathered crowd, don't stand too close when a throttler back. Man, this rod is mean, like there ain't no slack. When the countdown came later that day, he blasted off. He was up and away. Screamed off the pad with his hot machine, wasting no time pouring on the steam. Then all of a sudden, away up ahead, he spied a Russian in his rocket red. He pushed a button and gave her a blast and went into orbit, and I do mean fast. Past old Jupiter, headed for Mars, clipping them off up there in the stars, coming up fast, away out in space, like man, they was having a rocket race. The kid never frowned in an honest race as long as it was done in the proper place. He gave her a blast to make her unwind. He was gaining fast, coming up from behind. He was humming along at a frantic clip, because there was no speed limit on this trip. The captain of the Lincoln was taking a ride, and him and that Russian was side by side. There wasn't a cloud out there in space. Him and that Sputnik was having a race. He figured that he could get enough force to steer the Russian off of his course. Heading for the sun was good and hot, so he blasted off just one more pot. He's over beside him and crowded him out. Sure enough, the Russian had to turn it about. Countries are betting and the stakes are high on just who is going to rule the sky. Now, this is not the end of this here race, because that Hot Rod Cat's still out in space. We haven't heard lately, but we will soon. That Hot Rod Cat's headed for the moon. Time stands still when you're out in space, but man, we're having a rocket race.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Down here, WFMU, that was Charlie Ryan, Hot Rod Rocket. Counting backwards, you heard Nelson Young, Rock Old Sputnik. Moon Mullican did Rocket to the Moon. Bill Thomas, The Sputnik Story. We opened up with Hank Snow, Honeymoon on a Rocket. We actually got a surf version of that hot, variation on the Hot Rod Lincoln theme a little later. Oh, I'm not really getting my bearings together today. Sort of spaced out. More hungover than I thought I was is what it is. Anyway, one quick news story. I'm just going to play some more records. Fort Lauderdale, Florida is my hometown. These stories happen a lot down there, and I know they're not funny or interesting, but they fascinate me. This kid Bobby Kent of Hollywood, Florida, this was on July 14th, seven of his friends, including one who's turning state's evidence right now named Heather Swallers, age 18, lured the young man into a rock pit, then beat and stabbed him to death. And initially, it appeared that it was inexplicable, the death of a well-liked young man, but now they're just uncovering all the sleazy stuff about Mr. Kent, who was evidently violent, dominating individual who beat male and female friends and stole from a homosexual man after making pornographic pictures with him. The story's getting more interesting, and we'll keep you updated on that. Other than that, the news is basically bear maulings and more Florida deaths and a little bit of rock news a little later. And like I said, there's not a whole lot to renounce. I'm not really up on what's going on this week. I barely skimmed the newspaper. I know tonight the Senders, I saw the new Senders last week at the Wendy Wilde benefit, and they were great. New rhythm section. So they're at the Divide tonight. And there's Simon and the Bar Sinisters at McGovern. Simon called and said, please announce the show. Their loyal fans have deserted them. And the A-Bones, of course, at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick. You know, we were going to do Raider record today. I've just got piles and piles of these new records that I haven't really played yet, you know, like newly recorded records. And I know I hate all this new stuff, but what we were going to do, me and Bruce, we were going to actually, like American Bandstand, rate records during the VOM set. But Bruce canceled out at the last minute, and I think Manitoba's still asleep. So we're going to play garage records for the VOM set, and we'll do that next week, hopefully. And right now, what do we got queued up? Oh, yeah. Tar Heel Slim with Wild Jimmy Spruill on guitar.
In our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle. barn and have a lot of fun. Throw salt on the floor, sweep it all around. Do the boogie to the salty sound. Hey, shuffle on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, you don't darn fall. Hey, listen. We'll do the salty boogie till the old barn tumbles down. A good excuse to turn my baby every way but loose.
Hey, shuffle on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, if you don't turn fall. Hey, listen.
We'll do the salty boogie till the old barn tumbles down. Kiss them when they do. Between every dance, they'll pitch a lot of woo. And I'll be a-neckin' with my red head too.
Hey, shuffle on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, it's your own darn fault. Hey, listen.
We'll do the salty boogie till the old barn tumbles down.
Shuffle on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, it's your own darn fault. Hey, listen.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Down for a show.
Never ask another girl to see. No other girl to be afraid. I'd never find a girl that I would love so well. Every time she kisses me, I hear wings
girl. Yeah.
all mine to some constructive use.
Ladies and gentlemen, for you this evening, we would like to do one of our all-time hits, Daddy Wants a Cold Beer. Very
here. I'm driving. This is WFMU East Orange 91.1 on your blaster. Menster Phipp and the Phippsters, Daddy Wants a Cold Beer. And that album, just it's out in the stores this week. And I said it once and I'll say it again. Best rock band of all time. Counting backwards, we heard, by request, Eugene Church and the Fellows, Pretty Girls Everywhere. The person actually requested the Arthur Alexander version, but I just found out Eugene Church also died. So that was the hit version. That was the one that actually made the charts. The Belltones, Swingin' Little Chicky. They were from Pittsburgh. Eddie Bowe did We Like Mambo. Little Jimmy Dickens, by request, The Salty Boogie. And we opened up a Tar Heel Slim and Wildcat Tamer. And got a couple of bear mauling stories. I like these stories. Here's one of Big Bear Lake, California, which should have been a hint, but a 13-year-old camper was scalped by a rampaging black bear as he dozed in his sleeping bag. Luckily, a camp counselor managed to scare the animal off. The 6-foot-tall bear actually carried this little kid into the bushes and took off the top of his head. He received 150 stitches and underwent 2 hours of surgery to put his scalp back on. I guess they got the scalp back from the bear. It's a couple little quotes here from the tyke. He said, "I can feel the teeth poking in my head and sinking in." And also from California, this is in Angeles Oaks, California. A boy was mauled by a bear early yesterday morning, and two other campers were injured in a second. This was the second attempt. These are all in the San Bernardino Mountains. Anyway, Bobby Clark, age 12, also was scalped by a bear. It's at 4:30 a.m. near the Boy Scout Camp Tahutza in Barton Flats. But he's in good condition after surgery to reattach his scalp. He also lost his eyelids and what else did he lose? Oh, he got some welts on his back. If you see a bear running around with a little kid's eyelids, you might want to turn it in. Anyway, not a lot in the news, not a lot to do, but there's lots of records. They're all over the place here. Here's a weird one. Here's a weird story from the country music desk. Country stars introducing their acts with exploding bales of hay, flying pigs, spaceships, and swinging ropes. Johnny Cash can remember the days when the sound of a snare drum... I'm just reading this AIP word for word, when the sound of a snare drum was a pretty big gimmick. Cash, during a benefit concert last Saturday, recalled recording I Walk the Line in the 1950s. He claims that drums were not allowed in the studios, so he improvised by placing paper behind the strings along the top frets to imitate a snare drum. Now, that's a lie. Why would he say something like that? You mean, Sam Phillips did not have a... obviously did not care if anybody brought drums in the studio or not. He had drums in all kinds of records. That's just... why is Johnny Cash saying that? Just trying to get himself in, you know, just trying to make up a story, I guess. There's just a lot of idiocy out there. Anyway, I got a blues hangover all queued up, and this is a set of blues songs that were all recorded as advertisements for different brands of liquor. And it starts off with absolutely the best of the genre, Howlin' Wolf and the CV Wine Blues.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop the cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
Well... you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop the cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records.
To buy myself a bill, chase away all my blues.
going to the liquor store. Get me a jug of booze. Stop and tell my blues. I'm gonna buy myself a beer. Chase away all my blues. Gonna buy me a hunk of song.
Sober up and try to listen to this.
One of the unique approaches in the field of alcoholism developed at the Harbor Light involves music.
good time.
Have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss colony wines. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss colony California pale dry sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss colony pale dry sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss colony wine.
The greatest.
Go!
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here, WFMU. That was Joseph August, also known as Mr. Google Eye. No Wine, No Women. That was cut as an ad for the Monogram Wine Company. It's on this OK Rhythm and Blues box. I wrote the notes, but I didn't even send a copy to the station. If there's anybody from Sony Music out there, you might want to mail us a copy. You know, it'll probably sell a few records. Before that, Tampa Red with Frankie Halfpint Jackson, world-famous female impersonator there, doing Good Gordon's Gin. Clarence Gatemouth Brown did the Pale Dry Boogie, Part 1. Dennis Binder with Ike Turner on guitar doing Early Times. And Howl and Wolf opened it up with CD Wine. All advertisements. I don't think the Howl and Wolf one ever got released, but they were, you know, used for radio ads or something. I don't know what they were used for. We got about 7 or 8 minutes to vibe time. I'm just going to play a few more records. Here's one, the New York group, the Rhythm Rockers. Cool. Real cool, it's called.
St. Louis International Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's un-f***ing believable. 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the H. McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 250 miles per hour. Plus women. Four women that you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even f***ing speak. Nitro-burning funny cars. Plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free f***ing beer. That's right. Free f***ing beer. Free beer. Free women and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible f***ing race in the history of the f***ing universe. It'll be f***ing incredible. Can you believe all this f***ing shit will be going on at one f***ing place? Free f***ing beer and women, f***ing women everywhere.
Let me tell you about my new speed, built for comfort, just my speed. A Ford Mustang, modified to set the pace. Man, I could hardly wait to get out in the race. It's got a 289 motor with a special Cobra kit. There ain't nothing on the road that can even touch it. It's got 8 carburetors and it uses them all with a 4-speed stick that just won't stall. With that transistor ignition and power pipe exhaust, this is the machine that'll really get lost. Everything built to make it perform. It may not be hot, but it sure is warm. We took delivery at the factory late one night. It was purring like a kitten and moving just right. We pulled up on the freeway like it was going downhill and started passing the sleds like they were standing still. Then all of a sudden, before I could bat an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed me by. Somebody said, like, that's the wheels for me. But by then, the taillights was all I could see. Well, these cats ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Mustang unwind. Pushed the foot feed clear to the floor, said, that's all there is. There ain't no more. Rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I was sure I could catch him and I hoped I could pass, but by then I knew I'd be short on gas. We went around a curve and passed a truck. I pulled out my rabbit foot just for luck. The fender just missed a guardrail post. The guy in the back was white as a ghost. I glanced over at the chick on the other side. Her face was blue and I thought she'd died. But I wasn't worried, because what the heck, by now me and that caddy was neck and neck. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road look just like dots. Went around a corner with the tires on the side. You could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly. And that Cadillac faded back and let me by. Then I looked in the mirror and saw something coming. I thought it was a plane by the way it was humming. I'd been caught by a helicopter in the CHP. That was it, gang, the end of me. Well, they busted me and threw me in the can, so there was nothing I could do but call the old man. He said, wail in jail, cause I won't bail. Dang me, he told me not to hop up that Mustang.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle...
That was Arlen Sanders there with Hopped Up Mustang. That's from this new LP. I just got a promo of this. Get Aboard, 16 Surf and Hot Rod Hoedowns. It's in the stores now. Really good. A lot of good stuff on here. Before that, we heard the Rhythm Rockers. How many bands called the Rhythm Rockers do you think there could have been? 4,000, 5,000, 6,000? With Real Cool. I actually can tell you something about these Rhythm Rockers. They were Wade Curtis's backup band. Wade Curtis finds work as a wrestling manager. I wonder where Roscoe is. Anyway, tonight, let's see. There's a couple of things going on tonight. The Senders are over at the Continental Divide. New lineup, new material. They were really good last week. Let's see. Jimmy Dale Gilmore is at Summer State. He's probably over by now. The A-Bones at the... what's that name of that place? Of course, it's not listed here. I got it written down somewhere. The Court Tavern in New Brunswick. And Simon and the Bar Sinisters are over at McGovern's, which is Spring Street somewhere. Yeah, Spring. And there's a... I don't know. I'm just going through these listings. It doesn't look like there's anything too thrilling this week, folks. You might want to just stay home. Anyway, I'll read a couple of news stories, and if Roscoe doesn't call, we'll... We got a really good VOM set, all kinds of... I dug out a lot of good garage 45s that I haven't played in ages. Let's see. Here's a great story. Brandon in Florida. A drunken man arguing with a coworker picked up a ladder and intentionally flung it at a passing motorcyclist. I guess just out of frustration, who crashed and then died. Thomas Fortuner, what's in a name, was on his way to work around 2:15 a.m. Tuesday when he was hit in the face by a 5-foot aluminum ladder. It was intentional. It was not accidental. He knew what he was doing, said Police Detective Jim Sparks. He was angry and he wanted to hurt somebody. Police said the guy who was the throwee? The throwee was Joseph Waver, an Orlando window cleaner. And he was jailed without bond on a murder charge. Waher grabbed the ladder during a fight with a colleague after leaving a bar restaurant, and he just flung it out in the road, killed somebody. Temper. What else is... Oh, here's another good one. This is in Honolulu. A golf course dispute between two foursomes over alleged delays on the tees escalated into gunfire. No one was wounded. This was Friday's violence at the Kalua Golf Course on the Ohawa Island began when members of one foursome began complaining that the golfers in the group in front of them were moving too slowly, hitting three or four balls off of every tee. Two of the men got into a fist fight on the 18th tee. The incident then appeared to be over as both groups went into the clubhouse. But as everyone left, two men from the first foursome, are you following this, folks, parked their van just outside the course, flagged down two men from the second foursome, and started firing at them. Anyway, one more story, then we cancel the Vibe report. I know somebody's got Roscoe tied up out there. Sarasota Springs, New York. Allman Brothers Band guitarist Dickie Betts was arrested at a hotel after he got into a shoving match with two police officers. He was released on $1,000 bail after an arraignment in Saratoga Springs County Court. He was charged with obstructing governmental administration and resisting arrest. Betts, age 49, his wife, Donna, called police because she said her husband, who returned Saturday to the Holiday Inn where the couple was staying, was drunk and physically and verbally abusive. Betts allowed two officers to escort his wife into the couple's room while she packed her belongings to move him to another room, but then refused to let her leave. At that point, he told the officers what they can do, and he used foul and abusive language. Then he pushed one of the officers. He was arrested and handcuffed. Blah, 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 blah. Too bad he couldn't have died in custody. How many times have you had to hear that rambling man? Wait. One more from the rock desk, and then we're out of here. Bette Midler is starring as Florence Greenberg, the manager of the Shirelles, in a movie about the Shirelles. And Florence Greenberg actually ripped off the Shirelles blind. She stole all their money. She was supposed to be keeping their money on escrow until they turned 18, and she totally robbed them blind. So she's starring as Florence Greenberg in a movie about the Shirelles. No other information available. That was just a little item from Variety that somebody sent me. All right. Forget the Vibe report. I got one queued up here by the third Bardot on the Roulette label, owned by Morris Levy.
So-called acid rock of this hour that is being played on the top 40 stations is music that is inspired by the devil demon forces of hell.
Well, it's a ritual with me to be untrue to any she that crossed my path. You know, I always
I love you, man. Even though I love you, I'm still going to kill you. I'm me.
Frank Linkletter stood before Congress just the other day with hot tears that stung his cheeks and addressed this great lawmaking body of America. And he told those people, he said, listen, dope killed my girl, it killed her. But he said, this music scene that's in every nightclub, every discotheque, every honky-tonk, every home almost in America, he said, parrots may not realize it in this hour, but the songs with their lyrics are lyrics that are advocating dope taking, that are advocating every filthy, suggestive filth that the mind of man can imagine. And my God, the devil in this hour is using the entertainment medium, young people. It's directed at you, the big beat that's filled with the demon forces of hell, that has a meaning that wants to bypass mom and dad and go straight to the heart of the young person. They tell us, and you listen to what I'm about to tell you. They tell us in just a few short years, and they are making giant strides today, that the sex act is going to be performed on any street corner in America with anyone that wants to look a phone being able to do so. You hear what I'm saying in this hour. You say, my God, preacher, that's ridiculous. Did you ever think that you would come to the time in America to where that women would walk around so undressed that it would defy all description? You say, preacher, you mean to say you're going to talk about these miniskirts? You better believe I am, my friend. It's wrong. Girls, your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
Howdy, here at WFMU. That was our VOM set with the Iguanas there. That was Iggy Pop's first lead vocal, Again and Again. Mad Mike and the Maniacs did The Hunch. Before that, The Savages, The World's Not Round, It's Square. The Mods from right around here somewhere in New Jersey did Ritual. And we opened up the third Bardot. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Roscoe did check in, but I had already canceled the live report. He's out couch shopping. And he was calling from the Old Town Bar and Grill. So he might still be having a beer there if you're in the neighborhood. You can drop in, slap him in the head for me. Let's see. If you haven't gotten your WFMU station guide, that probably means you didn't pledge. So you don't really deserve one. You didn't send us any money. But if you want one, you can call 201-678-8264 and leave your name and address on the answering machine, and they'll send you a copy of the new WFMU station guide. Lowest common denominator, it's called. Polygram snares Motown for $325 million. Now, Barry Gordy didn't get that money. He sold Motown about 10 years ago to, I believe MCA had it, and they paid him, I think it was $60 million. $61 million, that was 1988. Barry Gordy sold it to MCA. MCA just unloaded at the Polygram. $325 million. And if you want to know who owns Polygram, and it's all in the station guide, actually. I got nothing to say, and I'm not in the mood to talk tonight. We've got one queued up here. It's actually a request item on the Swan label, Link Ray.
Well, I heard the news. I think it's good rocking tonight. As I can, well, I heard the news. I had a car rocking tonight. Hey, rock, hey, rock, hey, rock, hey, rock, hey, rock, all my blues away.
For music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
Do. children. I thought you liked snappy music.
This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone-cold-blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Well, I robbed last night, I came in here before. The woman told me I had to rob some more. She set me down, she put the young man in my life. She said, rob that young and wild. Take a nap and give the bottle to the baby. Bottle to the baby. Yeah, yeah, rock. Bottle to the baby. If you want me to baby, yeah, let's rock now. Settle down and give the bottle to the baby. Bottle to the baby, did you want my bottle? Bottle to the baby, did you want me to baby? Say every night, you the bottle to the baby. Bottle to the baby, come on in, rock. Bottle to the baby, if you want me to baby you. Oh, that's rock. Hey, baby, did you pop, 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 baby, did you pop, 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 baby, did you pop, 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 bottle to the baby, did you pop, pop, pop.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Want my Fanny Brown. Want my Fanny Brown. Want my Fanny Brown.
backbone crack. Yes, I want my Fanny, want my Fanny Brown back.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Wynonie Harris there with I Want My Fanny Brown. Pound here. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm driving for the next 55 minutes. Before that, we had Charlie Feathers by request, Bottle to the Baby. The Midnighters also by request, Annie's Aunt Fanny. The Story Sisters on the Cameo label there, Bad Motorcycle. The Medallions did Edna. Link Ray and the Raymen opened it up. Good rockin' tonight. Like I says, I got nothing to say. You know, the A-Bones are at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick tonight with Bill Brooch. Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at McGovern's, and the Senders are at the Continental Divide. That's pretty much it for the entertainment world. Erica's going to go clean her cat boxes today. That's how unexciting the town is tonight. So I'm going right back into it because I have to pee. I've got one cute here. Ray Gentry and the Roving Gamblers. It's called Willie Was a Bad Boy.
Willie put her down. She's got the hook. She'll put me in the
your hand.
Stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Wouldn't you know, with my dumb luck.
Yeah.
He came on in and up to the bar. I could see the door wasn't very far. About that time, I made him a break.
Now, wouldn't you know, I was too darn late.
Oh, man, come on, don't shoot me. I tried to make it as fast as I could. Pulled his gun out like I knew he would. I dodged to the right and then to the left.
Listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Hold it tight until you hear till my heart cry. Yes, baby, stop the light. She's keeping me. You gotta be saving me till my love, love, love comes pounding down. Yes, darling, give me your life. Yes, give me your heart. Make me know that we'll never, never, never part. Oh, Lord, I've been so much misery. Yes, unless you do something. Please do something. Baby, do something. 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 Oh, please do something. Yeah, do something. 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 Unless you do something for me.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Hound here. That was Billy Wright. Well, yeah, this is my echo. Billy Wright. Right. Sounds better that way. Live from some scratchy old acetate that was dug up and bootlegged a few years ago. Do Something, recorded live at the Fox Theater in Atlanta. Here's a whole... There was a whole descending line of these tent show queen type of guys, you know, drag queen types, and sort of, he was one of the biggest stars of the bunch. These guys like Larry Darnell and Escarita, and it sort of all culminated in Little Richard, and then it goes right downhill from there. But nobody's ever really, the rock history books, they're all full of lies and stupidities and generalizations, and the real story isn't the guys who really had the hit records, but it's all the weird stuff like that that, you know, went into the guys that made the hit records. Does this make any sense to anybody but me? Anyhow, counting backwards, we heard Tommy Jim Beam and his Four-Fifths with Bayou. Shirley and Lee did Baby. Buddy Kay and the Casuals did The Unlucky Lover. Robert and Johnny, Broken Hearted Man, and Ray Gentry opened it up with Willie Was a Bad Boy. I think I've said my piece for now. What else? Do I have anything else to announce here? Well, you know, the Senders, the Continental Divide tonight. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at McGovern's, the A-Bones at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick. I don't know much else. I don't, you know, going through these things, there ain't nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. Yeah. Oh well, we'll go right back into it. What do we got here? Billy Prager and the Caravans on turntable number one.
Well, he would walk, but he'd do it with a bar. And just as one day, he would lose. And then the boys let off the deep shoes.
Do it, bop, bop, bop. 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 Do it, bop, bop, bop.
We'll rock around the clock about a half past five. Spinning on the corner, hit a windy jive. Beep a flash of light, I thought it was strange. But here we got loose, give him range.
Do it, bop, bop, bop. 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 Do it, bop, bop, bop.
Maestro, some twist music, if you please.
Twisting is good, and it don't cheat. Make it real, real sweet. Why the twisting is good. Twisting is good. Twisting is good. Twist with my Annie. Twist with my Annie. Twist with my Annie. Twist with my Annie.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough. to dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
But I'm afraid to die. Oh, I want my baby back. Oh, I want my baby home. I know that she is gone, but still I want her home.
If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
boy-girl companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hunger is too apparent, too basic.
Back in the States.
Yeah, Hound here. The Chantel's there. That's He's Gone, their first single. Rockin' Saints did Cheat on... The Rockin' Saints did Cheat on Me, Baby. Donald Wood and the De Valeyres, Death of an Angel. Jimmy D did Henrietta. Smokey Smothers did Twist with Me, Annie. And Billy Prager and the Caravans opened it up. Do It, Bob. We got like 17 minutes left, and no sense wasting time. Let's go right back into it with Orange Ray Hubbard.
A little bird told me she was gone. I started to search and guess what I found? I found my baby done left this town. Now where'd she go?
I don't know.
Is she so?
I guess so.
Yeah, she gone, she gone. That's what went wrong, she so. If you find my baby before I do, I give her this message, please, please do. Tell her the thing she's doing to me. Tell her my heart just can't be free. Now where'd she go?
I don't know.
Is she so?
I guess so.
Yeah, she gone, she gone. Yes, what went wrong? Is she so?
So, I guess so.
Yeah, she gone, she gone. Yes, what went wrong, she so.
destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
ain't gonna mess with me, boy.
Mister, you're a psycho.
In the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Dave Baby Cortez. I've always loved that, the happy organ. I know it's completely brain damaged, but it's got that nice Wild Jimmy Spruill guitar solo on it. So, you know. Counting backwards, Freddie Cannon with Patty Baby. Don and Dewey by request, A Little Love. Peanuts Wilson, who was Roy Orbison's guitar player. The Cast Iron Arm. The Gladiolas did Golly Gee, and we opened up with Orange Ray Hubbard and Is She Sore. Anyway, if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I'll be back next week. Wild Girls up next, WFMU, East Orange. I love you.